This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A lot of affordable housing is built with a 30-year time limit. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on a new law that aims to extend that window.
When a developer builds affordable housing with a cap on rent, it's not forever. Eventually, those limits expire and the owner is free to raise the rent. But a new law signed on Thursday will give Colorado's local governments one strategy to keep rents lower for longer. If an affordable housing building goes up for sale, the city government will often have the option to buy it and keep the housing affordable. The law grants cities the right of first refusal. If they can match the best offer on a rent-capped building, it's theirs. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Many low-income people sell their plasma to pay bills or other expenses. That's according to a study co-authored by Emily Gallagher, a professor of finance at CU Boulder. Plasma is a component of blood that's often used to treat immune disorders. Commercial plasma centers pay about $50 per donation. Researchers found sellers of plasma fall into certain demographic groups.
They tend to be younger. They're much more likely to identify as male and also to identify as African American.
Many also have children, make less than $20,000 a year, and use payday lenders. The potential health effects of donating plasma haven't been widely studied. Eldora ski patrollers are unionizing. The ski resort's management withdrew its challenge, making it official, according to a social media post by the union organizers. The patrollers voted in March. Eldora staff joins workers at Breckenridge and Keystone in forming ski patrol unions. The eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 near Evergreen will close overnight this coming Wednesday. Crews are laying new drainage pipes underneath the highway as part of the expansion project at Floyd Hill. All westbound lanes will close overnight next Monday. The highway will reopen by 6 a.m. both days. There could be smaller disruptions other nights this week, too. This is CPR News and KRCC.